What are you trying to do? You said I'm so different than you, different than you.
Welcome to the Katie Records podcast. I'm so glad that you were able to find it. Today we're going to start our series on miracles. And we're going to delve into what it means to be in the paradigm of God normal. What is the God normal paradigm? And what does it mean to our lives? You know, recently I heard a sermon where the minister was encouraging the people, as Jesus did in Mark 1, when he told them, you know, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And it kind of hit me in an interesting way, because even though the minister was talking about people actually believing and the repentance leading to belief and belief leading to repentance alternatively, and the growth that comes from actually believing God and the things that he said, his promises, and even the curses, it made me begin to think about the things that we were told would be happening now, things that we've seen happen around the world, things that have happened in the past, and things that would happen in the future, particularly miracles. Do you know, in Bible times, Jesus was able to raise people from the dead. He did it more than one occasion. He raised a woman's only son. He raised a little girl when he told her little girl, get up. And he also raised Lazarus from the dead after he'd been dead for several days and his body had actually begun to decay, which was, it left no room for any kind of, excuse making on the part of others who didn't want to believe that he was the Son of God and the Messiah. And, the Bible actually says that the Lord gave power to his disciples. He sent them out and gave them power to heal. He gave them power to raise people from the dead. You know, after Jesus returned to heaven, after he spent the time down here where he was talking to people and he returned to heaven, you know, he was teaching them and he told them to go. Do you know that Peter was able to raise people from the dead? Peter went and raised Dorcas because Dorcas was such a helpful person and she had died. He prayed and she was resurrected. There are also stories of people being healed just from having a cloth that Peter used to have. You know, he carried it around, which is kind of reminiscent of Elisha. You remember that Elisha, after Elisha died, there was a funeral going by. They threw the funeral, the person that had died, into the cave. They put them in, and the person happened to touch the old bones of Elisha and was resurrected. So there is power with God. There is an unbelievable, strong, accessible power with God. And the question that I have for us today is, are we willing to walk into that power and elevate our minds and our hearts to the level of God normal? In order to get to the level of God normal, we have to follow the instructions that are given in the Bible. The Bible, the Word, from Genesis to Revelation as it is, because he said he would not let anything till the time was fulfilled. He wasn't going to take anything away. He wasn't going to allow it to be lost. So we have the letter from God. We have what he wants us to know bound up into the Bible. Okay? So we have to get into that word to discover what he expects from us. If we look in Mark 1, we can see three things that we have to have in order to be able to move forward and to learn the God paradigm. Mark 1, chapter verse 15. Mark chapter 1, verse 15 says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Verse 17 says, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me and I will make you to become fishers of men. Number one in verse 15, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye. Repentance. Number one, we must have repentance to move into the God normal paradigm. We must have repentance. We have to look at our lives. We have to look at the things that we do, the things that we think. We have to evaluate it, and we have to say, Heavenly Father, relieve us of this sin. I will not do it. I will turn away from it. I will not do it again. It is wrong. I recognize that it is wrong and that I cannot be in your presence if I carry this thing with me. Number one, repentance. In order to move into the God normal, we need repentance. Number two, believe the gospel. This is a study for us. We have to get into the Word of God. The gospel begins in Genesis. The gospel began to be recorded in Genesis. That is the beginning of truth. The creation of this world is a part of the gospel. In the beginning, the powers, Elohim is the word that is used. That's the powers. That includes the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Elohim is a plural word. You have some people who believe that God, the biblical text that says the Lord our God is one, means that God is one person indivisible. Well, we know that God is one person indivisible, as my hand is one hand indivisible, and it has moving parts, parts of the same unit that move and have power to do things based on what the calling is for the hand. And that is God. He has a calling that he has laid upon himself for creation, for saving, for devising plans, for rulership. This is God, the powers Elohim. That gospel begins with the first verse in the Bible. So you need to believe the gospel in order to move into the God paradigm. Number one, we need to repent. We need repentance. Number two, we need to believe the gospel. We need to search the scriptures and know what it says. We need to understand it. We need to pray for understanding and understand it. Our belief is not blind. Our belief is based on hearing. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't believe something that your own mind doesn't know. We all are individual creatures, and God gave us that power to be an individual. He supplied us with the strength of individuality. You know, we think on our own. We may be influenced by environment. We're influenced by things that we are taught. But we are thinkers, and we think on our own. We make our own decisions. So you're not going to have faith. You're not going to have real faith. You're not going to be able to believe something unless you have something to back it up. You got to study the word. Study it. Learn the gospel. Understand the gospel. Because only people who understand it, who have taken it into their heart, they believe it, they know it, only those will be able to make it through to the end. Nobody is going to be saved by default. Okay? So number one, to make it to that God paradigm where miracles are possible, where miracles are the normal, God normal, okay, we have to repent. Number one is repent. We got to have repentance. Number two is belief. Belief. We have to believe the gospel. Know it and believe it. And number three, in verse 17, come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Come ye after me, Jesus said unto them. Number three, we have to follow. Number one, we have to repent. Number two, we have to believe. Number three, we have to follow. And in that following, we are transformed. The following doesn't come after we are equipped. The equipment comes with the following. As we get up and move, we are made into fishers of men. We are equipped. We are given the power. We are given the education. We are given the gift of service there. So in order to reach that God paradigm, say it with me. Number one, repent. Number two, believe. And number three, follow. We have to follow Christ. Well, may the Lord bless you today as you work in developing your understanding of his word, in repentance, in believing the gospel, and in following him. let's move into that God-normal paradigm as we complete this study on miracles.